Rick Green says his longstanding interest in volunteering for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Green served on the Fish and Game Advisory Council for 3 years, is why Governor Dunleavy appointed him as Special Assistant to ADF&G Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang. Green says he has never had much interest in riding jet skis when I ask if he's a member of Alaska Personal Watercraft Club. Green says no.
I used to be a guide, and everything from skiffs up to 55-foot deltas with double screws, but I've been a boat guy all my life.
Public comment regarding the repeal all goes to Rick Green. This is the first time Green has been the point of contact for public comment on any ADF&G issue since his appointment in December of 2018.
I can kind of tell you how we got where we were. Personal Watercraft Club, the Alaska Outdoor Council, and some groups like that brought this to us and asked us to review the prohibition.
Special Assistant Green's page on the ADF&G website says he is a lifetime member of the Alaska Outdoor Council, one of the organizations he says petitioned ADF&G to repeal the ban on personal watercraft. Green already has a position on the repeal. He says he doesn't think that personal watercraft should be considered apart from other small watercraft like skiffs.
The purpose is to protect and preserve habitat areas, especially crucial to the perpetuation of fish and wildlife, and to restrict all other uses not compatible with that primary goal. We didn't find personal watercraft and the definition of them to be any more in conflict with that goal than other small crafts.
After Green collects public comment, they go to Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang for review. If he signs the repeal, it goes to the Lieutenant Governor's office for approval. ADF&G's Kachemak Bay Fox River Flats Critical Habitat Area Management Plan Revision Group will not be given the comments for review. The proposed repeal explicitly states that the repeal will be reviewed separate from and not included as part of the management plan. According to Green, there aren't any immediate plans to include restrictions on size, type of engine, restricted areas, or any requirements for safety flagging.
If you're talking about a 14-foot personal watercraft comparable to the visual acumen of a 14-foot dinghy, I don't see a lot of difference, except the personal watercraft, the rider might be a little higher in the air and easier to see than the guy in the skiff.
The United States Coast Guard defines a personal watercraft, amongst other criteria, as a jet drive boat less than 16 feet in length. Green says there are economic benefits to consider, and that ADF&G wants all Alaskans to have access to Kachemak Bay and Fox River Flats.
If I was to put it in a nutshell, we put this proposal forward to increase access for Alaskans to the property that we all own equally.
Submit public comment to rick.green@alaska.gov. Questions about the repeal should also go to that address. Those questions will be answered on the ADF&G page of the State of Alaska's website. Green says that the decision will not be based on how many people are for or against the repeal.
No, I don't know that numbers are the main driving force. I mean, I know we have some legalities that we have to go through of putting them all together and putting them in one process, but it should be pretty cut and dry, I would think.
And although Green says that the numbers are not the deciding factor, he ended the conversation by encouraging an up or down vote.
And if you're going to make comments, and we certainly encourage everyone to, you just need to tell us whether you're in favor of it or opposed to it. And if you want to tell us why, that's fine. But it's pretty much a toggle yes or no, I think.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game will be accepting public comment on the proposed repeal of the ban on personal watercraft until January 6th, 2020. You can read the proposal on the State of Alaska website. Click on Online Public Notices.